to the 10X podcast. I am Christy Ogle, the host of your 10X Handyman podcast. And today I wanted to talk to you about how TikTok is dominating as the number one website in the world. How did TikTok do this? How did they push the number one website for the last 23 years? So since the last century out of that position and dominate and take it over. How did TikTok become the number one website in the world? Yep, TikTok just blazed by Google as the number one website it visited in the world. How did TikTok do it? Google has dominated the market for search engines. Google is the most visited website on this planet for over 15 years. Surprise. In 2022, TikTok just crushed Google as the most popular website. TikTok began in 2016 by ByteDance in China. In 2017, it rolled out to the rest of the world. ByteDance and Musical.ly, which was formerly TikTok, was bought by for $800 million by ByteDance. And they merged together in 2018. In 2018, it surpassed Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube. In 2019, it had over 1 billion downloads. And in 2020, it hit 2 billion downloads. It grew originally rapidly in India. But in 2020, with the pandemic, it marched into that $2 billion mark. It creeped up the charts, and in 2020, it was the number 7 website in the world. Now, in 2021, Cloudflare reported that TikTok stomped Google as the number one website. Now, TikTok took over Google and became the number one website in the world. And it also crushed every other form of social media that's been around for over a decade. But let's talk about Google. With Google, you not only have Google, you also have Google Maps, Google Earth, Gmail, and so many other services that it's offered. How did this little bitty app take over when Google had so much to offer? Children. Yeah, I know it sounds a little creepy, a little scary, but it's fascinating. They were smart. They had a target market in the beginning that we talked about a million times on this podcast, and it's grown from there. Just because they're targeting children doesn't mean they'll only let children on the app. That means that they marketed towards children in the beginning to blow it up and take over and have world domination. Now, who's on TikTok now? I've seen a one-year-old battling cancer that dances to the newest trends. But don't worry, I'm sure that the mom's running the account, not the one-year-old. Up to a 96-year-old grandma who dances and does funny things with her grandson all the time. TikTok is not just for kids anymore. 60% of people the ages 16 to 24 are on TikTok. 26% of the people on TikTok are between 25 and 44. That means 80% of the people on TikTok, the users that are active, which is 1 billion per month, that's 1/7 of the world, that 80% are between the ages of 16 and 34. And teenage daughters, who are the number one decision maker in the world, are the ones that are also on TikTok. Why is TikTok so successful? TikTok's built a little bit differently than every other form of social media. Let's talk about that. You have Facebook, you have Instagram, you have Twitter, you have LinkedIn, you have Snapchat. All of those forms of social media are built around your old social people you used to run around with. Middle school, high school, college, people you used to work with. And you've both grown in different directions. So yeah, you'll go in and check on your second cousin twice removed every so once in a while on Facebook, but you really don't have the same interest and don't run in the same crowds anymore. Whereas TikTok has been built specifically for your interest. They have artificial intelligence that's built into the TikTok platform so that AI follows what you watch, what you like, what you comment on, and then it feeds you more of those videos. So it's based on your personal interest. So if a year ago you were interested in becoming a vegan and you wanted vegan recipes, that's what you could find. If you're interested in learning to do it yourself and build your handyman business, and that's the videos you follow, that's what's going to feed to you. But then it progressed to, okay, I've got this handyman business, but now I want to grow it. So you started following Grant Cardone. So you get fed Grant Cardone's videos, but also your friends of Grant Cardone are fed to you also. So Tony Robbins, Russell Brunson, Les Brown, Pete Vargas, those videos are sent to you too. So it's built among your interests, not your friend groups and your social groups that come and go. My social groups are totally different a year after my children graduated from high school as what they were a year ago when they were active in high school. So those are some things to keep in mind. That's where your target market's going to be. And you can specifically go after your target market based on the interest and the hashtags that you put in your videos. 64% of people that are on TikTok say it makes them happy. It gives them this serotonin boost when they are on the app. When they're scrolling through the app, they'll find themselves laughing and smiling and watching videos. TikTok lifts people up instead of bringing them down like other forms of social media. TikTok is new every time you pop onto the app. It's not the old feed like Facebook. And users love that they can discover new content and enjoy this new platform. The average TikTok user is on TikTok for 52 minutes a day. That's 8 hours a week. That's sometimes more time than they spend with their children and spouse. It's an incredible search engine, and it personalizes to your interests and your recommendations daily. Actually, TikTok has dominated those platforms that used to be what we would go to for recommendations like Yelp and Google. But now people are going to TikTok and using it as a search engine as well as a social media platform. TikTok is dominating the market of social media, the market of websites, the market of reviews. People are going to find places to eat, places to go, entertainment, trends, and things that they love. The videos can be also shared on other forms of social media by reposting in your Facebook Reels or your Instagram Shorts. The short videos on TikTok last from 15 seconds to 10 minutes, which is a huge advantage. You're not going to see somebody rambling on for hours. TikTok took down Google, who'd been around for 23 years. If you own a business, you have to be on TikTok. Most businesses operate on the belief that their competition is right before their eyes. And Google didn't even see TikTok sneaking up behind them, and they knocked them out. Google was fishing where everybody else was fishing. TikTok took its own pond, and nobody else is in that pond to fish. You want to do the same thing in your business. Your competition is not fishing on Facebook right now. Go and fish for new customers on TikTok. Join our TikTok challenge that begins on August the 11th. Start fishing where your competition is not. And I'm going to put the link in the comments so you're going to be able to register for this webinar, which is August the 11th at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. That is how TikTok dominates social media, dominates the website, and kicked Google in the face and became the number one website in the world.